Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In Kent, parents have asked the Board of Selectmen to consider changing the representative to the Region 1 Board of Education from appointed to an elected position. It would require a change to the town ordinance. Lynn Harrington, the mother of students at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village and Kent Center School, asked the selectmen to put the issue to the voters at the next town meeting. Kent is one of only two towns still using an appointed representative to the regional board, with Cornwall being the other one. The other four towns, Canaan, Falls Village, Sharon, and Salisbury, elect their representative. Kent's representative is Jonathan Moore. Another parent, Stephanie Rafferty, said she also was concerned about the lack of communication being presented to the Kent board. A change to the ordinance would require either the selectmen bringing it forward or a petition from town voters. Today at Gear Village in North Canaan Senior Community, Telia Garnett's Hollywood Stories at 2:30 in the Chapel and Lodge at Gear Village. The event is free and open to the public. Light refreshments will be served. The Kent School Scholarship Fund is hosting the 23rd Annual Chocolate Fest. That'll happen today at Kent Center School from 3:30 to 5:30 in the cafeteria. In the case of inclement weather, the event will take place on Friday. Now, the 8th grade class at the Lee H. Kellogg School is playing a game of basketball against parents, guardians, staff, and faculty tonight at the school gym. Warm-up at 5:30, and the game starts at 6. Admission $1 per person, $5 for a family of 5 or more. A limited amount of pizza, snacks, and drinks will be sold by the student council. Admission provides guests an opportunity to enter to win 2 tickets to the UConn women's basketball game February 18th at 2 p.m. at the XL Center in Hartford. Alan Blagden is holding a book signing with Oblong Books at the White Hart. That happens tonight at 6 o'clock. The title, Marking the Moment, The Art of Alan Blagden, featuring 160 color prints of birds, animals, portraits, still lives, and also landscapes. Community Conversation Session 2, Future Educational Opportunities for Falls Village, a structured discussion for citizens and taxpayers of Falls Village, will happen on Friday from 6:30 till 9 at the Falls Village Senior Center. Child care on-site provided by the Lee H. Kellogg School 8th grade. RSVP to get that child care at cahn@kelloggschool.org. It's being hosted by the Board of Education. Questions? Contact Kristen at 860-824-7791. Mount Everett's Cabaret is coming up February 9th and 10th at 8 o'clock. With dinner in the elementary school cafeteria. It is a music department fundraiser presented by the high school music department. The Sheffield Historical Society welcomes Doug Crane on Friday, February 9th, to Dewey Hall to give a talk on the history of the Crane & Company, producers of fine stationery and paper supplier to the U.S. Treasury for over a century. The talk at Dewey Hall begins at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. Refreshments will be served. Well, it's Jump Fest weekend. More information available at jumpfest.org, but it kicks off Friday night. Friday Night Lights target jumping begins at 7 p.m. Immediately following that competition, the human dog sled race. Of course, there'll be hot refreshments for you that evening as well. Sharon Audubon will present an introductory workshop on maple sugaring on Saturday from 10 till noon at the Audubon Center on Route 4. Anybody interested in making maple syrup this spring but not sure what or how to start is invited. A fee is $10 for Audubon members, $15 for non-members. Contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 108 to register. Jump Fest continues on Saturday, jumpfest.org. The ski jumping will take place on 20 and 30-meter hills. The big jump competitors begin at 11 with their practice, and the competition begins at 1 p.m. Jump Fest on Saturday at Satry Hill in Salisbury. Now, also on Saturday, Germantown Claremont State Historic Site has their sledding party with a bonfire, snowman building, and refreshments at 12 noon. A talk and hands-on raw food workshop led by Joanna Sophia will take place on Saturday from 2 to 3:30 at the Pine Plains Community Room over the library. It's located on South Main Street. It's free. Registration is required at 518-398-1927. Cabin Fever Chicken Barbecue held by the Sharon American Legion Post at the Legion Hall in Sharon on Saturday from 4 till 7. $12 for adults, $6 for children under 10, free for under 5. A half a chicken, baked beans, potato salad, pasta salad, coleslaw rolls, and dessert, all you can eat. Takeouts will be available. A whole lot of love dinner going on Saturday, 4:30 till 7 p.m. at the Copaic Community Center on Mountain View Road in Copaic, New York. It's the fifth annual. For reservations, 518-329-2823 or bob258@aol.com. Walk-ins are welcome. Chicken Parmesan or eggplant Parmesan, sponsored by the Church of St. John in the Wilderness at Copaic Falls. Stockbridge Norman Rockwell Museum has an opening event for the exhibit Gloria Stroll, Carn, Pulp Romance, a conversation with the artist from 5:30 till 7:30, and the Sweetheart Dance, the Canaan VFW Post 6851 on Saturday, 7 p.m. till midnight at the VFW Post. $10 a couple, $5 a single. Finger foods will be provided. There'll be a DJ. Everybody is welcome to this after-dinner event. Now, on Saturday night, it's the Snowball Dance. That happens at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury from 8 until 11. Music by Two Guys in Suits and Ties and K-Mac and the Cadillacs. $15 cover charge, age 15 and under free. It's all to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. And then on Sunday, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association will wrap up with the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. The practice begins at 11 at Satry Hill, and the jumping competition begins at 1. More information at jumpfest.org. Don't forget, though, Sunday morning, the Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the Sharon Fire Department on West Main Street in Sharon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 19.42 to 24,893.35 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,051.98 and the S&P 500 at 2681.66. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.